From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgian authorities search for one of the three men believed responsible for Tuesday's terrorist attacks in Brussels. Two of the men blew themselves up in the attack. One is still at large. That's Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He says one of the suicide bombers had been detained by Turkey and deported to Europe, where he was released about 8 months ago. Mr. Erdogan said his government warned authorities in Belgium. Authorities in Brussels confirm that 29-year-old Ibrahim El Bakroui detonated explosives and was killed Tuesday at the capital city's main airport. His brother, 27-year-old Khalid, blew himself up aboard a metro train in Brussels at about the same time. The leading U.S. presidential candidates are weighing in on how to best cope with the threat of terrorism. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump says Tuesday's attack on Brussels could have been prevented if authorities had resorted to harsh interrogation techniques against a Paris attacker that was captured last week. But leading Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton denounced Trump.
We can't let fear stop us from doing what's necessary to keep us safe. Nor can we let it push us into reckless actions that end up making us less safe.
Hillary Clinton. A South African man has found what may be a piece of missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Nels Kruger says he was walking along a beach near the town of Mossel Bay when he saw the unusual object laying in his path. He said he recognized the honeycomb structure of the debris from photos he had seen of previously discovered plane fragments and thought they were similar. He took a picture of the debris and sent it to authorities in Australia. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama met Wednesday with Argentina's new pro-market president, Mauricio Macri, and in a sign of warming relations between the two countries, President Obama arrived early Wednesday in Buenos Aires for a two-day visit, which coincides with the 40th anniversary of a coup supported by the United States.
On this anniversary and beyond, we are absolutely determined to do our part as Argentina continues to heal and move forward as one nation.
President Obama. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow to discuss the situations in Ukraine and Syria with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at the Kremlin. They are also likely to discuss Tuesday's attacks in Brussels. Just days after the announcement of a European Union-Turkey refugee agreement, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan criticized the bloc, saying it could not be trusted. Dorian Jones reports.
Under the terms of the EU-Turkey agreement, migrants who illegally cross the Aegean and enter Greece from Turkey will be sent back to Turkey. In exchange, Turks would be granted visa-free travel through the EU as early as June, as long as Ankara complies with certain EU conditions. But President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is increasing pressure on Brussels to honour its commitment and questioning its sincerity. He said that if Turkey looks to the past from the perspective of values, it can see EU leaders never keep their words and will not do so this time. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Syrian forces, backed by Russian airstrikes, have advanced to the outskirts of the ancient city of Palmyra in their campaign to retake the area from Islamic State militants. Local officials and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say government forces have closed in on the southern and western sides of Palmyra. The parties to the conflict in Yemen have agreed to a cessation of hostilities and a new round of peace talks next month. UN Special Envoy for on Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, says the nationwide truce will begin at midnight local time on April 10th. Face-to-face talks between the parties are scheduled to follow on April 18th in Kuwait. The United Nations and human rights groups are calling on Egypt to stop its crackdown on rights activists. 14 international organizations, including Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, said Egyptian forces should stop calling rights activists in for questioning, banning them from travel, and attempting to freeze their personal funds and family assets. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.